hear me? Can you hear the show? Can you hear the show? I thought you always quit. I don't see it again. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone, to Live Dharma Sunday for November 25th, 2012. Koyu Kobose here. I hope you could hear me. I think we might have some technical difficulties, maybe. I dial in, and according to me, I'm online and everything, but on our Blog Talk Radio screen, it says that there are no callers, including myself. So I'm asking Adrian to independently check to see whether I am broadcasting or not. So hang in there. I want to make sure that everything's all right. Otherwise, we might have to try to call in again. I hope you had, in the meantime, if I am broadcasting okay, I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. I can tell you about experience I had cooking for a little Thanksgiving thing. I usually cook the pies and dessert, and I bring it over to my brother's place. I live about 45 minutes away from my brother. He's in Fowler, and I'm up north of him in Coarse Gold, north of Fresno. Fowler is south of Fresno. And I always go over there for Thanksgiving. He has three married children, and they all get together there. So I'm lucky. I'm happy to be invited. In fact, because Adrian takes her mom and goes to the Bay Area to get together with her so that her mom could get together with all her grandchildren up there. And I go by myself to my brother's place, and before we eat, there's a little ritual of everybody says what they're thankful for. When it was my turn, I said, I'm thankful I'm invited to this Thanksgiving meal. But my story is that I was making the pies the morning of Thanksgiving morning, and I couldn't find the brown sugar, so I phoned Adrian up in the Bay Area, and she said, oh, the brown sugar's over here, but over, you know, where it was, but told me where it was, but she says, you shouldn't need it because the can of pumpkin has all the stuff in it. I said, what? And I had all the ingredients right in front of me. I looked, picked up the can, and he says, yeah, look at the can. And it had all the spices and everything in there. All you had to add was some milk and eggs. Usually you have to add the sugar, the nutmeg, cloves, cinnamon, and whatnot. And she said, I said, you know, I thought that, like, in the past, because Adrian buys all the ingredients, I've just made the list, and I thought that the pumpkin sauce was in the can, and that was it, and I have to add, like usual, I did it before, add all the spices. But this time, the spices were all in the pumpkin sauce already. And I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't called Adrian up to ask where the sugar was. The worst case scenario was that I would have used this new sauce, pumpkin sauce, and added all the spices that I didn't need to, and probably the pies would have been overspiced pumpkin pies for Thanksgiving. Edible or not, I don't know. So this was the first time this new product would happen. Adrian said, well, yeah, I thought I'd make it easier for you and get this sauce. And I said, why didn't you tell me? She said, I thought I did. And I said, I don't remember. She says, you must have forgotten. I think I told you. She says, you know. And I said, hey. And, you know, now they're assumptions, trying to do something for someone else, didn't turn out, things happen. I don't know what kind of Dharma lessons can be got from this real life experience. But all I was saying with, on the phone was, man, this is bad. This could have been bad. You know, she said, well, anyway, make your pie. You know, I was just carrying on.
I'm going to go straight to our Dharma Glimpse. Our guest is Dave W. of Wisconsin. He's part of our LM5, Lay Ministry 5 group. And I'd like to ask him for his Dharma Glimpse.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share. I'm a student in the one of the classes at Sensei Kobosi is giving, and we've been reading a lot of books, and I've been sharing and enjoying the sharing of other people. One of the books called Dharma Breeze, I wrote a page, and it had to do with labels, and it had to do with the different people in our lives, and didn't have to be people either, that were our teachers. And it got me thinking that when I meet people, a lot of people tell me who they are. And by that, I mean they tell me what they do, what they work, you know, where they live, things like that. And I remember in my mind placing them in little rooms that they could never leave this room, that they were always, because of their labeling, what I called labeling, they were always in this room. And so going back through my life, I was thinking about some of the labels that I carried around that separated me from the people around me. The biggest label that I started out with was during the Vietnam War, when my label was soldier. And when I mentioned to people at that time that I was in the United States Army and I had volunteered, that there was a subtle difference on how I was treated by different people. And after I was separated from the Army, my next label was hippie, with the long hair, the beard, the loud clothing, platform shoes, whatever you want to have it. And by me labeling myself hippie, I also separated myself from a lot of people. And what was so strange to me was I had separated myself from the people who I was friends with, because they still saw me as soldier. And it was a very uncomfortable time. So I found out that, for my view, is I am not going to label myself as anything. I'm going to label myself as a person, as a listener, as a presence. And in the last 3 months, by me not labeling myself, by not saying I'm a Buddhist, I'm an American, I'm broke, or whatever you want to say, I found that the people who I had been having problems with started to soften. And I swear, we've become friends. with people I never thought that I would be friendly with. And this is so amazing to me to find out by reading a book called Dharma Breeze that it could be an insight to how I was treating myself and other people by what I called them. It was amazing. After a while, the people I really thought I was having a problem with actually became my teachers in friendliness, in openness, in sharing of ideas. And the amazing thing is one person who I thought, because of the way he didn't talk, that I thought there was a lack of education, a lack of direction, see those labels coming in, turned out to be the most warm and friendliest person I have met, one of the most friendliest people. And his view on life was so gentle and so non-judgmental that I felt shamed in what my thoughts were. And this has caused me to see what my Dharma glimpse was. If I label, what happens to me is I become little, smaller than I could be. And once I start labeling, I cut myself off from the joys of knowing people, of sharing with people. So that was my Dharma glimpse. If I find myself labeling something, I find myself going back to my old ways. And truly, I do not wish to do that. So thank you so much for listening.
Wow. Thank you very much for a terrific Dharma glimpse. That is really a tremendous experience, and it shows us the role of expectations that we have, the powerful role of language, of our minds, our expectations for good or worse. It's so powerful. We have to be aware and beware of this linguistic aspect, which is a tremendous, powerful, central part of how we experience things. And somehow to modulate, to modify, to use that power, you know, to our benefit in terms of our spiritual growth and journey. Now, there are all kind of ways that this could be tackled. One phrase, of course, that comes to mind is the teaching of beginner's mind and how this plays out, or the implications of the beginner's mind in different kind aspects of our lives. And one, of course, would be, and of course, the other big thing is our social relationships, our interaction with other people. This is a tremendous big part of our lives. And it's not just people we don't know that we might inappropriately label and so forth, but those that are close to us. Because I think that our expectations are so not only powerful, but nuances of it. There's something somebody did yesterday is going to affect how I might act to them today. And it might be my wife, might be a family member or a good friend. They act certain ways, and maybe I misinterpreted what happened, or maybe it was something that's, you know, I had certain expectations. Oh, you know. And if it's some kind of a, happens to be some kind of a negative, or could maybe even in a positive way, but it's a mistake, or how to forget and start a new day. Now, clearly, the karmic effects of what makes us who we are is sort of natural, automatic. Okay? So we're not saying that we don't learn from the past or benefit. Okay? But in terms of the freshness of an encounter with another person right now, you know, we shouldn't take it for granted that, oh, it's necessarily going to be exactly the same based upon what happened in the past, where how I mean reinterpreting the past. Let the past mold you the way it does according to who you are and what happened. That's just cause and effect. That's karmic things that take place. You could reflect on that and say, hey, I'm open. This is something to work on, I think. The way I phrase it, I don't mean to be misinterpreted in terms of, don't remember important things that have happened in the past. If they're important, they'll change you, the way you see and think and feel about things. But we should just be aware of what's going on in us. And for sure, we can cultivate beginner's mind in a good way. I suppose if you wanted to make the case for beginner's mind, the negative aspects of it, okay, which I think would be a misinterpretation of the teaching of beginner's mind, you know, the pitfalls of beginner's of having an expert's mind, know-it-all, or inflexible expectations. Okay, maybe it's okay to have expectations, but have them very flexible. Dynamic, changing right on the spot. How's that? Oh, maybe I'll end with that today. Very, very good. So you have a hope. You had a very good Thanksgiving, and you keep going. And that's all for today's broadcast. Until next time, you have a very beautiful post-Thanksgiving end of November. Thank you.